There's a trademark battle underway in California that pits high technology against ancient spiritualism. At the center of the dispute is which party is the real insider. So far, neither side is giving much ground. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
3.5 years ago, a group of volunteers in California began teaching yoga in some unlikely places. They worked in prisons and juvenile detention centers, teaching the inmates about breathing and meditation. Their mission was to encourage freedom within, and they formed a nonprofit group, which Executive Director Mark Stevens says they call the Yoga Inside Foundation.
It really has a dual meaning. On the one hand, it refers to the inside relative to an institutional or inner city community setting, but it also refers to inside as in within one's spirit, within one's being.
But the double meaning spelled double trouble when the foundation applied for a trademark on the Yoga Inside name. That's because another California outfit has its own inside trademark, and the giant Intel Corporation doesn't want to share. The computer chip maker, which has spent millions promoting its slogan, Intel Inside, notified the foundation it planned to oppose its trademark application. For the last 18 months or so, the two have been trying to work out a compromise. But they haven't gotten very far, Stevens says, because most of Intel's suggestions would require the foundation to change its name.
We have indicated to them that we're very happy with our name, that it perfectly describes what we do and where we do it, and our intention is to keep our name the way that it is. That most importantly, we don't see any potential confusion among consumers between yoga inside of alternative settings and chips inside of computers.
For now, this seems like a mismatch. Intel had sales last year of more than $26 billion. While the nonprofit Yoga Inside Foundation's budget is only around $300,000. Still, the foundation is growing at a rate that Intel co-founder Gordon Moore would appreciate, from just 10 teaching sites 3 years ago to nearly 200 today. The foundation's trademark application put Intel in a somewhat awkward, un-Lotus-like position. Intel spokesman Chuck Malloy says if the chipmaker didn't defend its slogan now, it might one day have to live with a direct competitor advertising, for example, AMD Inside.
If we don't take this step, we find ourselves cornered. And it's unfortunate, but that's the way the law is written.
Malloy says Intel routinely tries to settle these disputes in an amicable fashion, and it especially wants to do so in this case so the foundation can continue what he calls its good works. Malloy adds Intel is certainly not anti-yoga.
As a matter of fact, at our facilities throughout the United States, we have fitness programs, and almost every one of them has yoga classes that are pretty well attended.
Yoga Inside Stevens wonders, though, if those attendees include any of Intel's lawyers or executives.
The executive and legal staff I've interacted with on this issue do not appear to be very flexible. You know, yoga is mostly about mental clarity and living one's life more through one's heart. We often find a tendency to be either so grounded that there's no flexibility at all or so flexible that one is not rooted. And it's that balance of flexibility and groundedness, I think, that yoga helps to cultivate.
Both sides plan to take a deep breath today and resume negotiations. Scott Horsley, NPR News, San Diego.